Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Chun Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition category of July 29, 2020. Do you know that it was discovered on a space mission that a frog can throw up? The frog vomits its entire stomach out so the organ is dangling out of its mouth. Then a frog uses its forearms to dig out all of the stomach's contents and swallows the stomach back down again. Today we have selected 10 papers out of 41 submissions. Now let's hear paper number 1. This paper was selected because it is authored by David A. Ross, Google Research, and John Canny, University of California, Berkeley.
Paper title:
Active Learning for Video Description with Cluster Regularized Ensemble Ranking.
Authored by
David M. Chan, David A. Ross, Sudhindra Vijayanarasimhan, and John Canny.
Paper abstract:
Automatic video captioning aims to train models to generate text descriptions for all segments in a video. However, the most effective approaches require large amounts of manual annotation, which is slow and expensive. Active learning is a promising way to efficiently build a training set for video captioning tasks while reducing the need to manually label uninformative examples. In this work, we both explore various active learning approaches for automatic video captioning and show that a cluster regularized ensemble strategy provides the best active learning approach to efficiently gather training sets for video captioning. We evaluate our approaches on the MSR VTT and LSMDC datasets using both Transformer and LSTM-based captioning models and show that our novel strategy can achieve high performance while using up to 60% fewer training data than the strong state-of-the-art baselines.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 2. This paper was selected because it is authored by Yan Zhang, University of South Carolina, and Michael J. Black, Max Planck Institute for Intelligent Systems and Amazon.
Paper title:
Perpetual Motion, Generating Unbounded Human Motion.
Authored by
Yan Zhang, Michael J. Black, and Siyu Tang.
Paper abstract:
The modeling of human motion using machine learning methods has been widely studied. In essence, it is a time series modeling problem involving predicting how a person will move in the future given how they moved in the past. Existing methods, however, typically have a short time horizon, predicting only few frames to a few seconds of human motion. Here we focus on long-term prediction, that is, generating long sequences, potentially infinite, of human motion that is plausible. Furthermore, we do not rely on a long sequence of input motion for conditioning, but rather, can predict how someone will move from as little as a single pose. Such a model has many uses in graphics, video games and crowd animation, and vision, as a prior for human motion estimation or for dataset creation. To address this problem, we propose a model to generate non-deterministic, /texted ever-changing, perpetual human motion, in which the global trajectory and the body pose are cross-conditioned. We introduce a novel KL divergence term with an implicit, unknown, prior. We train this using a heavy-tailed function of the KL divergence of a white noise Gaussian process, allowing latent sequence temporal dependency. We perform systematic experiments to verify its effectiveness and find that it is superior to baseline methods.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 3. This paper was selected because it is authored by Jia Deng, Princeton University.
Paper title:
A Unified Framework of Surrogate Loss by Refactoring and Interpolation.
Authored by
Lanlan Liu, Mingzhe Wang, and Jia Deng.
Paper abstract.
We introduce UniLoss, a unified framework to generate surrogate losses for training deep networks with gradient descent, reducing the amount of manual design of task-specific surrogate losses. Our key observation is that in many cases, evaluating a model with a performance metric on a batch of examples can be refactored into four steps, from input to real valued scores, from scores to comparisons of pairs of scores, from comparisons to binary variables, and from binary variables to the final performance metric. Using this refactoring, we generate differentiable approximations for each non-differentiable step through interpolation. Using UniLoss, we can optimize for different tasks and metrics using one unified framework, achieving comparable performance compared with task-specific losses. We validate the effectiveness of UniLoss on 3 tasks and 4 datasets. Code is available at https://github.com/princetonvl/uniloss.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 4. This paper was selected because it is authored by Wei Lu, PhD student of computer science, UNC Chapel Hill, and Yugang Zhang, professor of computer science, Fudan University, Shanghai.
Paper title:
Learning Modality Interaction for Temporal Sentence Localization and Event Captioning in Videos.
Authored by
Xiaoshang Chen, Wenhao Zhang, Wei Lu, and Yugang Zhang.
Paper abstract:
Automatically generating sentences to describe events and temporally localizing sentences in a video are two important tasks that bridge language and videos. Recent techniques leverage the multimodal nature of videos by using off-the-shelf features to represent videos, but interactions between modalities are rarely explored. Inspired by the fact that there exist cross-modal interactions in the human brain, we propose a novel method for learning pairwise modality interactions in order to better exploit complementary information for each pair of modalities in videos and thus improve performances on both tasks. We model modality interaction in both the sequence and channel levels in a pairwise fashion, and the pairwise interaction also provides some explainability for the predictions of target tasks. We demonstrate the effectiveness of our method and validate specific design choices through extensive ablation studies. Our method turns out to achieve state-of-the-art performances on 4 standard benchmark datasets, MSVD and MSRVTT, event captioning task, and charades STA and ActivityNet captions, temporal sentence localization task.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 5. This paper was selected because it is authored by Raquel Ertesun, Associate Professor, University of Toronto.
Paper title:
RadarNet, Exploiting Radar for Robust Perception of Dynamic Objects.
Authored by
Bin Yang, Runsheng Guo, Ming Liang, Sergio Casas, and Raquel Ertesun.
Paper abstract:
We tackle the problem of exploiting radar for perception in the context of self-driving, as radar provides complementary information to other sensors such as LiDAR or cameras in the form of Doppler velocity. The main challenges of using radar are the noise and measurement ambiguities, which have been a struggle for existing simple input or output fusion methods. To better address this, we propose a new solution that exploits both LiDAR and radar sensors for perception. Our approach, dubbed RadarNet, features a voxel-based early fusion and an attention-based late fusion, which learn from data to exploit both geometric and dynamic information of radar data. RadarNet achieves state-of-the-art results on 2 large-scale real-world datasets in the tasks of object detection and velocity estimation. We further show that exploiting radar improves the perception capabilities of detecting faraway objects and understanding the motion of dynamic objects.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 6. This paper was selected because it is authored by Nuno Vasconcelos, Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering, University of California, San Diego.
Paper title:
Deep Hashing with Hash-Consistent Large Margin Proxy Embeddings.
Authored by
Pedro Morgado, Yuncheng Li, Jose Costa Pereira, Mohamed Sabirian, and Nuno Vasconcelos.
Paper abstract:
Image hash codes are produced by binarizing the embeddings of convolutional neural networks, CNN, trained for either classification or retrieval. While proxy embeddings achieve good performance on both tasks, they are non-trivial to binarize, due to a rotational ambiguity that encourages non-binary embeddings. The use of a fixed set of proxies, weights of the CNN classification layer, is proposed to eliminate this ambiguity, and a procedure to design proxy sets that are nearly optimal for both classification and hashing is introduced. The resulting hash-consistent large margin, HCLM, proxies are shown to encourage saturation of hashing units, thus guaranteeing a small binarization error, while producing highly discriminative hash codes. A semantic extension, SHCLM, aimed to improve hashing performance in a transfer scenario, is also proposed. Extensive experiments show that SHCLM embeddings achieve significant improvements over state-of-the-art hashing procedures on several small and large datasets, both within and beyond the set of training classes.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 7. This paper was selected because it is authored by Qingming Huang, University of the Chinese Academy of Sciences, and Qi Qian, Professor, IEEE Fellow, Department of Computer Science, University of Texas at San.
Paper title:
Corner Proposal Network for Anchor-Free, Two-Stage Object Detection.
Authored by
Kaiwen Duan, Lingxi Xie, Honggong Qi, Song Bei, Qingming Huang, and Qi Tian.
Paper abstract:
The goal of object detection is to determine the class and location of objects in an image. This paper proposes a novel anchor-free, two-stage framework which first extracts a number of object proposals by finding potential corner keypoint combinations and then assigns a class label to each proposal by a standalone classification stage. We demonstrate that these two stages are effective solutions for improving recall and precision, respectively, and they can be integrated into an end-to-end network. Our approach, dubbed Corner Proposal Network, CPN, enjoys the ability to detect objects of various scales and also avoids being confused by a large number of false positive proposals. On the MS COCO dataset, CPN achieves an AP of 49.2%, which is competitive among state-of-the-art object detection methods. CPN also fits the scenario of computational efficiency, which achieves an AP of 41.6%/39.7% at 26.243.3 FPS, surpassing most competitors with the same inference speed. Code is available at https://github.com/duankaiwen/cpna.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 8. This paper was selected because it is authored by Abhinav Gupta, Associate Professor, Robotics Institute, Carnegie Mellon University.
Paper title:
Demystifying Contrastive Self-Supervised Learning, Invariances, Augmentations, and Dataset Biases.
Authored by
Sentil Purushwakam and Abhinav Gupta.
Paper abstract:
self-supervised representation learning approaches have recently surpassed their supervised learning counterparts on downstream tasks like object detection and image classification. Somewhat mysteriously, the recent gains in performance come from training instance classification models, treating each image and its augmented versions as samples of a single class. In this work, we first present quantitative experiments to demystify these gains. We demonstrate that approaches like MoCo and Perl learn occlusion invariant representations. However, they fail to capture viewpoint and category instance invariants, which are crucial components for object recognition. Second, we demonstrate that these approaches obtain further gains from access to a clean object-centric training dataset like ImageNet. Finally, we propose an approach to leverage unstructured videos to learn representations that possess higher viewpoint invariance. Our results show that the learned representations outperform MoCoF 2 trained on the same data in terms of invariances encoded and the performance on downstream image classification and semantic segmentation tasks.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 9. This paper was selected because it is authored by Bart Bijnens, ICREA professor, IDIBOPS, Barcelona, Spain.
Paper title:
Handling Confounding Variables in Statistical Shape Analysis, Application to Cardiac Remodeling.
Authored by
Gabriel Bernardino, Walid Benkarim, Maria Sanz de la Garza, Susana Pratt Gonzalez, Alvaro Sepulveda Martinez, Fatima Crispi, Marta Siches, Mathieu de Crana, Bart Bijnens, and Miguel Angel Gonzalez Ballester.
Paper abstract:
Statistical shape analysis is a powerful tool to assess organ morphologies and find shape changes associated to a particular disease. However, imbalance in confounding factors, such as demographics, might invalidate the analysis if not taken into consideration. Despite the methodological advances in the field, providing new methods that are able to capture complex and regional shape differences, the relationship between non-imaging information and shape variability has been overlooked. We present a linear statistical shape analysis framework that finds shape differences unassociated to a controlled set of confounding variables. It includes two confounding correction methods, confounding deflation and adjustment. We applied our framework to a cardiac magnetic resonance imaging dataset, consisting of the cardiac ventricles of 89 triathletes and 77 controls, to identify cardiac remodeling due to the practice of endurance exercise. To test robustness to confounders, subsets of this dataset were generated by randomly removing controls with low body mass index, thus introducing imbalance. The analysis of the whole dataset indicates an increase of ventricular volumes and myocardial mass in athletes, which is consistent with the clinical literature. However, when confounders are not taken into consideration, no increase of myocardial mass is found. Using the downsampled datasets, we find that confounder adjustment methods are needed to find the real remodeling patterns in imbalanced datasets.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 10. This paper was selected because it is authored by Gabriela C. Acerca, Principal Scientist at Naver Labs Europe.
Paper title:
Robust Image Retrieval-Based Visual Localization Using Capture.
Authored by
Martin Humenberger, Johan Cabon, Nicolas Guerin, Julian Morat, Jerome Rivaud, Philippe Rirol, Noé Payan, Cesar de Souza, Vincent Leroy, and Gabriela C. Acerca.
Paper abstract:
In this paper, we present a versatile method for visual localization. It is based on robust image retrieval for coarse camera pose estimation and robust local features for accurate pose refinement. Our method is top-ranked on various public datasets, showing its ability of generalization and its great variety of applications. To facilitate experiments, we introduce capture, a flexible data format and processing pipeline for structure from motion and visual localization that is released open source. We furthermore provide all datasets used in this paper in the capture format to facilitate research and data processing. The code can be found at https://github.com/naver/capture, the datasets as well as more information, updates, and news can be found at https://europe.naverlabs.com/research/3dvision/capture.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans.